Okay, so immediately after this raid, Republicans like Indiana's Jim Banks came out and said that they believed that this was something that was politically motivated, that the FBI was being used as a political tool. In your experience, do you see this as a possibility?
Well, it's not impossible, but there's no evidence to support the claim.
Have you ever seen anything in the past where the FBI was used as a political tool, as means to perhaps taint someone or keep them from running for office again?
Well, historically, there are examples. I mean, going back into the post-World War II era, there are examples where it appeared that the FBI was being used politically. And so that's why I say it's not impossible. But before we would jump to conclusions, we'd like to see some type of evidence.
If the FBI were to find evidence against President Trump, even if there were no, if there were no indictment or no, if the January 6th committee did not come up with anything to indict him, does all this activity make it harder for the former president to run again?
I don't think so. Without indictments, I don't think it will make much of a difference at all, actually. So, I don't see that the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago as being a problem right now for him. I mean, if it leads to indictments and there's a trial and that kind of thing, sure, that could be a problem. But right now, I think it's, both sides are going to be, if you're a Republican, you're going to think one way. If you're a Democrat, you're going to think another way. And I don't think it'll change anyone's mind.
I think a lot of people who are watching the January 6th trials, and even those who are not, kind of believe that the trials were, at least on the Republican side, believe that the trials were just as the Republicans are saying this FBI raid was, to maybe taint the president to the point where he cannot run again. Do you see the possibility there with that in the same vein? I mean, is that because I know that there's not going to be precedent like with the FBI because this has this doesn't have that many occurrences in the past. But do you see that as a possibility?
I mean, I can't know everything that's in the heads of every member of the committee and that kind of thing. But there clearly was an invasion or of the Capitol that we probably need to have some serious look as to what the causes were. And so it seems like there's plenty of reason to believe that at a minimum, they're just trying to figure out what happened. And perhaps there's some nefarious motivations on part of the people that are on this committee to just try and get Trump. But in the end, I think, most people would want to just, we need to know, well, how did this happen and why?
I'd like to get your insights on some of the polarization, because here we have an example of where not only are Democrats and Republicans pitted against each other, but Republicans, people who are generally on the same side, the ones who are pro-Trump and the ones who are against Trump. And I know there's some space to not be black and white there, but there does seem to be a kind of a three-way divide. What do you see here as far as this divide within the Republican Party, and then again, Democrats versus Republicans?
I mean, within the Republican Party, there's certainly some, small faction of people who are dissatisfied with where the party has gone. I mean, they don't seem to be as large a group as one might expect or think. I think the Republican Party still seems pretty, unified with regards to where the party's going, not just about following Trump, but the direction of the party in general. And so, the polarization that the country has faced between Democrats and Republicans, I mean, that just continues to get wider with every passing year, seemingly. I think to the extent that the United States is divided, it's the strong divide between the left and the right. Whereas within the Republican Party, I certainly don't see them any more divided than, say, within the Democratic Party, where we still see lots of different voices, kind of not agreeing. So it's fascinating to watch and to see where this is going to go in the future. That's hard to predict.
Indeed it is. In fact, I was thinking the other day with this vote on the Inflation Reduction Act being 50-50, that seemed to be kind of a metaphor.
Right, exactly.